USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. The battle over the border wall rages on as the partial government shutdown remains in effect. President Trump sticking to his campaign promise to build the wall and secure the U.S. with the goal of keeping illegal aliens out of our country. USA Radio's Tim Berg picks up the story.
There seems to be no end in sight to the partial government shutdown as House lawmakers don't plan on voting this week. Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy tells Fox News things are very quiet on Capitol Hill.
Not much has happened in Washington, as best I can tell. Ultimately, the president needs to sign a bill. Schumer needs to give 10 votes for it to pass in the Senate until they finish their deliberations. Hopefully, when Schumer decides that he agrees we need security on our Mexican-U.S. border, we'll be able to go back to work.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It appears the partial government shutdown will remain in effect through the new year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been a wild couple of days on Wall Street with huge swings. On Monday, ahead of Christmas, the Dow losing about 650 points, and then after the holiday, a gain of more than 1,000. But then at the closing bell, the Dow up 260 points after a very volatile day, the Nasdaq up 25, and the S&P 500 up 21. It's that time of the year, parts of the Midwest getting pounded with winter weather. More now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent in Omaha, Nebraska.
80 is closed from Grand Island to North Platte westbound and from North Platte to Lexington eastbound due to whiteouts and crashes. Heavy snow and blizzard-like conditions are reported as the powerful winter storms move through the middle of Nebraska. A number of blizzard or winter storm warnings are in effect throughout the night. At least 6 inches of snow has fallen in Cozad and Elwood. The heaviest snow expected to fall in a swath from northwest Kansas up through central Nebraska into eastern South Dakota and central Minnesota. There's nearly 10 inches of snow in parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A heads up, if you get your TV through Verizon, USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Verizon Communications warning that Fios TV customers may lose access to ESPN and Disney Channel, among other networks, if it cannot reach a new carriage agreement with the Walt Disney Company. It's the latest fight between media companies over carrying and paying for content. The parties say negotiations are continuing, but if a deal is not reached, Disney's channels could go dark for Fios customers at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on New Year's Eve. Disney is also running ads warning those customers of this prospect. Disney starting airing the ads aimed at the 4.5 million subscribers to Fios. The spots carry the message, "Don't lose your shows." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In Europe, a new campaign to stamp out words like mankind and manpower. USA Radio's John Clemens explains.
Mankind and manpower are to be replaced with gender-neutral terms such as humanity and staff. A guidebook that has been published on using gender-neutral language in all communications is entitled EU Legislation and Interpretations and is designed to avoid generic use of man. The guidebook declares the power of language reflects and influences attitudes, behaviors, and perceptions. It's all about gender-inclusive language. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.